ConocoPhillips has confirmed it's giving up its small stake in the Point Thompson field on the North Slope. The move has some observers wondering if it's a bad sign for the state's effort to build a massive natural gas line. Point Thompson is one of the state's newest oil and gas projects. It's about 60 miles east of Prudhoe Bay and started producing last year. Exxon operates the project, and BP is the other major owner. Conoco only had about a 5% interest in the field. Conoco spokeswoman Natalie Lohman says the company wants to focus more on its core projects.
I think everyone's aware that the oil price is in a slump right now, and so in this current oil price environment, we're scrutinizing all our investments, and Point Thompson Unit does not compete in our portfolio with other projects.
Today, Point Thompson is producing a liquid called natural gas condensate, but the field's real potential is its massive natural gas reserves. That gas can't be sold until a gas pipeline is built to carry it from the North Slope to market. The state of Alaska recently took over leadership of the gas line project from ConocoBP and Exxon. It aims to start construction in 2019, but amidst low natural gas prices, the project faces big financial challenges. Lohman says giving up a stake in Point Thompson doesn't mean Conoco doesn't support the gas line.
This decision has no reflection on our support for a state-led project to monetize North Slope gas. We have been and are still willing to make our gas available for sale at the wellhead.
But Kenai Peninsula Borough oil and gas advisor Larry Pursley says Conoco's decision to walk away from Point Thompson doesn't bode well for the project.
It confirms to me the gas line is not coming anytime soon, or you would have held on to it because then Point Thompson could be a moneymaker.
However, a spokeswoman for the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation said as long as the companies are willing to sell gas, the state isn't concerned about Conoco's decision on Point Thompson. In a call with investors yesterday, Conoco reported it earned $99 million in Alaska in the first quarter of 2017. Lohman says during that period, the company paid about $250 million in taxes to the state. Globally, Conoco reported a first quarter loss of $19 million, an improvement from the first quarter of last year when the company lost $1.2 billion amid crashing oil prices.